Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Robert Hart. Thank you, Robert, for your contribution to the show. Keeping us going. We have tons of music we want to get to. We have a Desert Island Jukebox bonus podcast for you today. Jim, give us a hint about what you're going to take to the Desert Island.
I'm going to play a quintessentially 80s song that looks ahead to the 90s that comes from Canada, although I found it in East Berlin.
Wow. That's going to take some splaining, Jim.
I will explain.
We're going to be back to hear all about it from Jim on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We are back, Jim. What song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
All right, Greg, I have vast respect. If I ever need a second career, I think I'm going to try to be a song picker for TV and movies, right? I love watching a great TV show and hearing a song that I was like, yeah, that ought to be a Desert Island Jukebox pick, right? So I've done a couple of these, and I'm going to do another one. Cleo, K-L-E-O. It's like the East German Killing Eve. She is a young assassin from East Germany who's thrown in prison, and then the wall falls, and then she doesn't know what to do with herself except, keep killing people.
Okay.
And early on in the key scene that sets the whole 8-episode series rolling, there is a European disco, right? So we're talking like 1990. And it reminded me of this song, Black on Black. And I had always just assumed it was kind of a Euro disco sleaze song because it has elements of alternative rock, you know, several years before it explodes, right? But it's also got that kind of Euro disco feel, you know, that just a sleazy 2 a.m. Yeah. in the black disco, all black, no lights, right? Well, the singer, who went by the name Dal Bello, was actually from Canada. The song was a hit in Europe. It also pops up on one of the worst movie soundtracks ever, 9.5 Weeks, which recontextualizes it, right, as an S&M song. Yeah. But it's really about one of our favorite subjects, the damage done, you know, in Catholic school. We're both still trying to recover. It's about, Dal Bello said, this Canadian songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, voice actress. It is about, well, I'll quote her, it deals with religious organizations and the power they have over their congregations, right? And so it starts, a pretty little altar boy, daddy's little pride and joy, change the water into wine, touch yourself and you'll go blind. It's funny, it's sexy, it's scary, it's dangerous, it's alternative rock, it's Euro disco, it's a little bit of that and all, and more. And pretty much the only hit Dal Bello ever had came from her fifth studio album, released in 87, and nobody's kind of heard from her since. But this is worth remembering and worth putting in the Desert Island Jukebox. Black on Black from Dal Bello.
Black on Black by Dal Bello. Yes, Dark Side Stuff from Jim Buick. Yeah. I like, you know, when you go Euro Disco, I think we're in a good place. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's something so wonderfully trashy about that music.
I'm with you. That is it for this bonus episode, but if you've got thoughts on it, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org.
As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.